With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5 The Buzz.
I'm not ever allowed to complain about my girl time when you get nosebleeds.
This is dumb. This is so stupid. 6 o'clock in the morning.
And blood's gushing out your nose.
And, like, now I gotta get in a different headspace. We came in a good mood. Mm-hmm. I made my homemade mocha. Mocha on a budget is what I like to call that.
Mm-hmm. And then...
And we even said it, too. That's the thing is, we put it in the world, and we didn't knock on wood, and... I mean, I'm not going to blame you for this, Jordan.
I've learned a lot of lessons here.
I'm not going to blame you.
I've learned a lot of lessons, and I will just take this one and put it in my pocket again. I have learned so many lessons since I've moved here to Kansas City, and I love this city. Uh-huh. So this is another thing.
Would you care to, re-say what you said earlier before we started the show, you know, about, don't have a nosebleed?
Yeah, that's what happened.
Uh-huh.
Well, because you said that you had a really gnarly headache yesterday, and yeah. I was like, oh, no, did it come with a nosebleed? You said, luckily, no. And then 5 minutes ago.
Waka waka.
Oof.
Anyway, we're all right. Let me down this coffee. Let me throw some stuff, and we'll be good.
Okay. You may have a nosebleed, but your hair looks great.
Oh, stop it. He did a good job, didn't he? He mm-hmm. crushed.
What's his name?
Randy Bird. Randy Bird, sportsman, man, just did the damn thing yesterday.
Finally got a haircut.
I was looking homeless for a while, right?
It's to the point where I can't even ask you anymore if you get a haircut, because when you wear a hat, because it's cold,
uh-huh.
then your hair is pushed down. So I ask if you got a haircut, and you said no.
Yeah.
The girl down the hall got her haircut as well. She goes, I went crazy. She texted me. I went crazy, and I just chopped my hair off. Right? What do you think when somebody says...
That, we're thinking the same person?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she would have went maybe more of the short route like you.
Right. When somebody tells me that they chopped their hair off, I think Britney 2007.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Britney 07. So then I see her today and her hair is just as long as it was before she chopped 4 inches off. But I'm so sorry. You don't, chop means something very different, I guess, to us short haired people.
I didn't notice. Should I?
No, it's fine. You're okay. Fine. You're fine. Because I went crazy and I chopped my hair off. 4 inches.
Yeah, come on. Boo.
It's okay. It's okay.
She looks great, though.
Yeah. And you said that when you walked out of the barber, you noticed that it was colder.
It's freezing. And my mop on my head, it's all gone. So, it was getting to the point, that's, you know, how bad it was. It's like you're starting to get the hair over the ear thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, Hartzell. Oh, no. Mama's not going like that.
Mm.
So, yeah, we had to get that taken care of. But, yeah, all good to go.
Yes. Yesterday, I tried on tuxes.
I saw these pictures.
No. That is not a picture of the tux. I've got a crazy long, well, that's not long. It's just a crazy tux story for $650.
Oh.
For $650. But right now.
Okay.
It's so cold.
It is cold.
It's so cold. 16 right now. A high of 27 today.
If you want to call that a high.
Right.
If you want to do that.
I'm getting used to it.
Good for you, because I sure don't. Much like this morning routine, I'm not used to it yet.
I'm just getting 20 is fine for me now, which is crazy.
Good for you, though.
But it doesn't make me feel like I want to be warm and on a beach.
Oh, can you imagine us right now on a beach? Me with a bloody nose, sitting seaside, not a care in the world. Oh, man. What a trip that would be, Jordan.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Listen, if you're on a beach, you can have all the nosebleeds you want. You can Andrew WK that thing. If you're on a beach, you're good to go.
I'm not going to sit next to you on the beach if you're bleeding profusely. I'm sorry, you're gonna have to take care of that.
JSAF. Jordan Silver is wait, it stands for Jordan Silver and Friends?
I feel that there is a small number of real artists. And by that, I mean they can only be artists. There's no way they could hold down a regular job, which many artists can because of survival.
Right, you have to.
Yeah, right, exactly. But these true, real artists are so in tuned with themselves that they can access this place and create this real amazing art. And to me, Lana Del Rey is one of them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't know who you were talking about, but yeah, obviously. Yeah. Lana is amazing. Yeah.
So when you hear her music, this is what I thought. Oh, my God. That girl gets real high on drugs mm-hmm. and writes music.
Yeah, that girl Fs.
Right. That too. I definitely. Mm-hmm. So that song was called High by the Beach. Little known fact, she's been sober since she was 14.
I did know that. How does she get in that headspace? Because that's...
It's that real artist thing.
Yeah, she goes to that place, huh? I guess you have to.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Oh, that's good. Oh, right. That's so good.
I know.
Haven't played Lana in a while.
So good. Plus, it's kind of trying to warm you up.
It worked. I would say it did the thing.
Plus, it's a sexy-ass song, so...
That's how we kick off our sexy in the six.
That's right. We sure do. I've got ticks in the six. If you want to go to Buzz Under the Stars, give me a call right now. Be caller number 6-576-7965.
It's Jordan Silver and friends in the morning on The Buzz.
Good morning, The Buzz. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm so good. What are you doing up this early?
I am in nursing school, so I'm on my way to my clinical.
Oh, my God. You know you have just like 20-hour days ahead of you for the rest of your life. Are you ready for this?
I think so. I hope so, at least.
What's the nastiest thing that you've seen that you've had to work with so far? Anything that made you actually want to vomit?
Not yet. I've seen some pretty rough sores and stuff, but nothing too bad yet.
Hartzell's nose is bleeding right now, and I want to pass out.
From me to you, from my bloody nose to yours, going to Buzz Under the Stars.
Hartzell.
Jordan, when's that show?
It's in May. Good. Can you go lay down? Do you need to?
Yep.
Thank you.
This is 96.5, The Buzz. Jordan, Silver, and Friends in the Morning.
Like I blister in the sun.
The Buzz.
I'm not surprised. What did you just say?
I don't want to, don't quote me on this, but Jeremy said they broke up.
Bishop Briggs and the guy from that band?
Yeah, Landon, she said they broke up. And didn't they get, okay, again, don't quote me on this, but didn't they get like matching tattoos and stuff?
Kids.
Come on, young people.
Kids.
They youths.
Tramp stamp, yes.
Oh, absolutely. I'm down for tramp stamps.
Matching tattoos.
No.
Mm-mm. Name tattoos. No. Well, I mean, if it's your, like, kid, yes.
I don't know. I'm actually down to that one.
Are you serious?
Yeah, like, I can you imagine me getting, like, The Rock right there?
Oh, my God. I thought you meant Asia. I thought you meant your girlfriend.
Oh, no. No, I'm talking about Star Wars.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, the Buzz Family Creep's going on right now. And if you get up this early and you start doing some posting, just tag us, hashtag Buzz Family Creep, and maybe we'll talk about what you're doing.
Do it.
Yes. Instructions are up on the Buzz's Instagram. I found this one from Instagram user, Yes Like the Matrix. I'm just going to date myself right now because I'm adorable and a real delight. And it's a picture of, that looks like pizza, a bottle of wine, and some ice cream.
Man, that sounds like a damn good date to me.
Yeah.
That sounds like the perfect date.
What would you make yourself for date night?
Ooh.
By yourself.
Honestly, I think you just looked at
it. Yeah, me too.
That might have been my picture you just saw.
Do you know what this means? This means that I have date night with myself, like, all the time.
Hey, what did we say yesterday, Jordan? To love yourself is
stop
the
touching
beginning.
Me there.
That's also what was. Did you say that or did I say that? I can't remember.
You said that. Sorry. I keep flipping it on you. That's what we said yesterday.
To love yourself is the beginning of a lifelong friendship with yourself.
And don't touch me there. Is what you said to me, and I apologize. Okay, what do you see for the Buzz Family Creep?
I just want to put this out in the world. From @complex, this is the headline. T-Pain calls Soulja Boy the greatest artist of all time. That's all I got.
Soulja Boy, watch me win, watch me roll. What? Wow.
Superman.
I hope.
You. Watch
boom,
me, you.
Boom, boom.
Soulja Boy.
Boom, 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 boom. Man.
Yeah.
He's right.
Kiss me through the phone if we're going to... Take That Route is a goddamn anthem.
Wait, Flo Rida said this? Said that
no,
Soulja Boy?
T-Pain.
T-Pain. Oh, yes.
Another master of his craft.
Yes.
T-Pain.
Wow.
Yes.
Beatles. Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy, tell him. Soulja Boy told him.
Bob Dylan. Soulja Boy. Bob Marley. Soulja Boy. Okay. You know what?
Yeah.
To each his own. I am looking at user Artie1325. Doing some airport drinks right before getting on a plane. That's a nice Boulevard Wheat, huge beer. I don't need to drink when I get on a plane.
That was, you just stole my question. Do you drink before you get on a plane? Because my answer is 100% yes.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I think when you get on a plane, you have to at least make peace with the fact that you're going to die. You're going to die.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's a good point. But how I make peace is by drinking.
Okay.
It goes hand in hand.
Oh, that's so funny. You drink and I write out wills and I leave them on my desk.
It's two ways of doing things.
And by the way, everything goes to my cat. Everything goes to my cat.
Thanks, Dora. I'm sitting right here, by the way. Thanks. Couldn't get like a...
You want to take care of him?
I mean, can I get like a shirt or something? Maybe some hoodies. Maybe take some of the black.
You can have everything in my fridge when I die.
Write that down.
I will.
Write that down.
Don't worry. That's going to be at the top of my will list.
In blood for my nosebleed. I'll write that down.
Are you feeling better?
A little bit.
Poor thing.
I got a meme because you know we love memes on JSAF. Mm-hmm. And it's from yesterday. It's a meme taken from the Michael Cohen hearings. And the caption on the bottom of your screen, if you're watching CNN, says, Cohen, in quotes, I acted loyal to a man when I should not have. And it's quote tweeted from Buzz Family at Maddie Lanier. And she says, welcome to the club, bitch.
Oh.
I acted loyal to a man I should not have. Yeah.
Wow.
Speaking on behalf of men. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I've got the other side of that. A very good man here when I'm Buzz Family creeping on Instagram user Sasha Lee 95. She created a pillowcase out of her husband who's in the Air Force.
Oh,
so she can cuddle him.
Let me see that.
Oh,
that's excellent.
It's a picture that was turned into fabric that she sewed onto a pillowcase.
That's adorable.
Ridiculously cute. Now, this is a man.
Now, that's an actual man. That is no Michael Cohen.
That is no Michael Cohen. He is in the Army, and he is an actual man.
Jordan Silver and Friends on the Buzz.
I had such a dilemma yesterday, Artzel. It was wow. Wow.
I'm trying to remember what you're talking about.
So I'm going to the Casey Hart Ball on Saturday.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I'm back. Okay.
Yes. And it is a black tie event. I don't have a black tie outfit. And I've been kind of freaking out because, first off, I'm not going to wear a dress.
No.
We all know this.
No. Hard pass.
Anybody that's been to my Instagram or the Buzz's Instagram knows that I am not a dress person. I haven't worn a dress since August 24th, 2000.
Mm-hmm. Don't own one anymore.
No. I know that date because to a girl like me, a more like butch, androgynous lesbian,
mm-hmm.
it is like a sobriety date to somebody that stops drinking. Your date, the date that you wore your last dress, you're just like, oh my God, I never want to go back there.
Okay.
I never want to go back there.
I thought you looked great in that dress too, Jordan.
Thank you. I looked weird. I definitely didn't feel comfortable. So, you know me as somebody that prepares. Everyone around here knows that I prepare, but when it comes to something that I really don't want to do, mm-hmm. oh, I'll put that off.
Yep.
Till the bitter end.
Master in chief of deflection.
Mm-hmm.
That is absolutely you.
So, it wasn't until yesterday that I started thinking, wow, I better figure out an outfit for this place, for this beautiful Casey Hart Ball on Saturday. So, I asked you. Well, actually, I got on this Facebook group for the Casey Lesbians, and I asked if there are any family-friendly tux renting places around here, and there were a lot. So I was very excited to know that I wasn't going to have to feel weird.
Right, that's always good.
Right, walking in as a female.
Also, good on you for doing. I mean, you went to the source. You tried to ask questions and all that stuff.
Yeah, and they were very, very, very helpful.
Nice.
It's a great group, Facebook group. It's a private group too. If you want to join, people don't know that you're on it. But so they gave me a bunch of places and I could either do it, go to the store and spend all day for the next couple of days picking out the outfit, or spending a good amount of money but being able to rent a tux. Now, I've never rented a tux, and I asked you about this yesterday. What's the process, Hartzell, for renting a tux? Because now I know, but...
Yeah, you just go in there, mm-hmm. and you find somebody, mm-hmm. and they get you all measured. And usually, they have to send the tux to you, or to the location, usually.
Right.
Because that's what I was worried about for you yesterday. I was like, Jordan, you're going to be out of time, girl.
I thought that a tux store, and remember, this is me, I've never done this before. I thought a tux store was going to be like a Walmart.
No.
Right? Like, there's 400,000 pairs of shoes, and then there's every pair of pants.
Uh-huh.
But they do have to send out for them. Like
and
you said.
They have some of that. They do. But not quite the Walmart you're talking about.
Exactly.
Where'd you end up going?
This place called Tip Top Tux.
Oh, yeah.
Down over by you in Overland Park. And it was great. It was a really great experience. The moment I went in, they made me feel really, really, really comfortable. Really comfortable. Like, it wasn't weird that I was going in there for a tux.
That's good. That's
which
awesome.
Was great.
That's awesome.
Really great. Because I was nervous. I was honestly nervous. And that's my own issues, not anybody else's.
It's valid. Hey, I mean, listen, you're don't discredit how you feel.
Okay.
That's what I'll say.
But they were so kind to me and super, super nice. But I shot myself in the foot because I should have gone in way earlier than I did. I didn't know because I thought it was going to be like a Walmart of
okay,
sorts.
Take me there. Hold on. Okay.
I shot myself in the foot because they can. Okay. I am a woman that with a woman's body.
This is true.
That wants to dress in a man's suit.
So there's
specific tailoring and things that need to happen that cannot happen in a very short 2-day turnover. And
I tried telling you this.
You're right. They couldn't get me like the skinny pants or anything like that. So the only thing that they could put me in was something that made me look kind of what I thought was like frumpy. But that was my fault, not their fault.
Let me see.
No, I don't have a picture of it.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Why are you lying to me? You know you got
one. No, I don't. But yeah, no, it was. So I was like, what am I going to do? So I went into my closet and I found all this old stuff that I had and I posted a picture of it yesterday and everybody's been so nice. They say I clean up well.
So that's okay, because I didn't know if that was the tux she ended up going with or not, because that looked good. Your
right.
Insta looks dope.
Well,
it looks slick, Silver.
Because, I don't know, you know, weird body types, a woman looking for, like,
hold on, let me pull this up, because I thought you looked damn good.
No, I do with my own stuff, but oh my God. The moral of this story, yeah.
Look at you.
The moral of this story is if you need to rent a tux, please give yourself at least a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah, and don't talk to you.
And don't talk to me.
The show would be way less fun if their parents gave them enough attention as children. Jordan Silver and Friends. Codependency is our middle name. Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
So Weezer, their Black album comes out tomorrow, but the band is already working on new stuff. Two new albums. One blue album, but heavier riff, says Weezer, says Rivers, and the album is working title Van Weezer. And another one is a 70s piano-based album with an orchestra, and they just recorded strings at Abbey Road for it.
What is this mood that Rivers is in? What is this mood?
A songwriting mood.
I still like New Weezer, so I'm okay with it, but
yeah.
What is going on right now?
I don't know. They never stop. It's great.
What year is it, Jordan?
1994. In news, Chris Cornell's wife filed a lawsuit against Chris Cornell's doctor for malpractice. We know this. It happened last year.
Yeah.
That's in the courts right now, and the doctor is saying that he never overprescribed Chris Cornell. But the facts are, in the last 20 months of Chris Cornell's life, he prescribed 940 doses of lorazepam.
Jesus Christ, man.
And oxycodone. All this without an appointment and seeing him, which, I mean, anybody that takes medicine knows you got to go back every 30 days for that kind of stuff. And yesterday, we, The Buzz, Jordan Silver and Friends, were the first people to officially play the band. I don't know how, but they found me at least here in the area.
Whoa!
So, new favorite band. They're so good.
I love that.
So good. They've got like a Muse, circus music, Panic at the Disco, My Chemical Romance
give
sound.
Give me some Nux real quick, because congrats, Jordan. That's awesome.
That's gross.
Nux.
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 You got it.
Yes.
Yeah, so they're really good. I'm really excited.
Congrats, Jordan. That's awesome.
We got a congrats from the record label.
We'll play it later. Do some national news, Jordan. A little recapping from yesterday, because yesterday was a big day. The world was on fire.
Oh, God.
Your favorite president's coming back from Hanoi, Vietnam, where he met with Kim Jong-un, North Korea. And we'll just play the audio, and then I'll come back with a quick blurb after that.
Left. We spent pretty much all day with Kim Jong-un, who is, he's quite a guy and quite a character. And I think our relationship is very strong. But at this time, we had some options, and at this time, we decided not to do any of the options, and we'll see where that goes. But it was a very interesting 2 days, and I think actually it was a very productive 2 days. But
okay, so when he says a productive few days, he left early, and we got no deal.
Yep.
And yep, in yep. other news, shall you want me to go into this one real quick?
Go ahead.
Okay, let's do another national story because I got to move on from my boy. Michael Cohen, that dude kind of took over the world yesterday, didn't he? That was the talk of the town.
It was.
And I will play some quick audio. If you didn't see what was going on, it was a lot like this.
And also alleging Trump knew that WikiLeaks was about to release the stolen Democratic National Committee emails during a phone call with his longtime friend and advisor, Roger Stone.
You testified you were actually meeting with Donald Trump in July 2016 when Roger Stone happened to call and tell Mr. Trump that he had just spoken to Julian Assange. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right.
It was a short conversation, and he said, Mr. Trump, I just want to let you know that I just got off the phone with Julian Assange, and in a couple of days, there's going to be a massive dump of emails that's going to severely hurt the Clinton campaign.
Boom! Again, you got to take it with a grain of salt. Homeboy did lie in front of Congress before, but, and we got some audio we'll play later in the show. You know, again, if you take it for face value, damn. So there you go. That's your favorite president, Jordan.
Stop saying that.
You said it first.
Whoa. I never said that. Oh, my God. I never said that. I just defended the fact that somebody was wearing a hat into a store. That was it. In odd news, in Central America, they found a really interesting fossil. It's the fossil of a 27,000-year-old giant ground sloth.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Right. Nice. Yeah. I did not know that my ex's family
oh, God.
Originated in Central America.
Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5 The Buzz.
Welcome, friends, to the Urban Dictionary Word of the Day. Something new that we just started this week. Basically, I'm going to give you a term. You call in with the first thing that comes to your mind. Don't look it up because that's not fun.
Come on.
Don't look it up. If you get it right, it's like, whatever. But if you get it wrong, then everybody in all their cars laugh.
Yep. Because then we play it on the radio.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what that means.
Exactly. So all you have to do is call in with what you think the definition of this word is. Now, remember that it's the Urban Dictionary definition of it. So your playing field is pretty wide, but you're Kansas City.
Right.
You're a creative group of people.
That's for sure.
And the fifth caller scores tickets to Andrew McMahon.
Ooh, when is that show? That's coming up, right?
Next Friday.
Oh, yeah.
A week from tomorrow.
That's worth it for sure.
So, doesn't matter if you get it right, doesn't matter if you get it wrong, just call us. The fifth caller gets these tickets, and we're going to do an example of this right now. Hartzell, today's Urban Dictionary word of the day.
Okay.
Beanhole. B-E-A-N. Okay. Space. Hole.
Beanhole.
What do you think a
beanhole
is?
Can I have the country of origin?
No.
Can you say it in a sentence?
Mm-hmm.
I guess that gives it away.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, I'm going to say beanhole is just your mouth, right? Like you're eating a taco, you're eating a bean burrito, just stick it in your beanhole.
That is incorrect.
No, it's not.
That
I
is
am
incorrect.
Correct.
According to UrbanDictionary.com, that is incorrect. But give us a call right now, 576-7965. Let us know what you think a beanhole is. Fifth caller gets tickets to Andrew McMahon.
Welcome back to hashtag Crazy Cat Lady Radio. Wait, I mean Jordan Silver and Friends.
Hi, The Buzz. What do you think a beanhole is?
Beanhole, I feel like, is how you feel after Chipotle.
Oh, I love you. That's not it, but that's a really good answer. Thank you for the call, my friend. Hi, what do you think a beanhole is?
I think it's like a really that only will fit a little bean.
Wow. No, it is not. Thank you so much
Couldn't agree more.
Stop it, Hartzell. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Wow. Hi, The Buzz. What do you think a beanhole is?
I was going to guess mouth, too, like shut your beanhole, mm-hmm. but...
Right.
And the other word I don't think I can say on the radio.
Well, can you just scream and be excited because you are our fifth caller?
Oh, my God.
You're going to check out Andrew McMahon.
Thank you so much. I love you guys.
So, okay, what is a beanhole? Do we know?
A beanhole, according to UrbanDictionary.com, is a slot in a jail cell door where prisoners pass food and stuff through.
I was moderately close.
So the good thing is at least everybody that called that got it wrong has not been to jail.
Oh, I've been there a few times. I'm very familiar with this beanhole.
The more you know.
Come with me now. Come with me now.
She's listening. You're listening to Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5 The Buzz.
What's going on here?
What's happening?
What's happening?
On this day in music history, in 2012, Patrick Stump posted a blog about his failed solo career and being made fun of from the audience members, which led to Pete Wentz reaching out and then the band getting back together and coming up with Save the Rock and Roll, which is a great album, and then the huge song, My Songs Know What You Did in the Dark.
Yep.
Light 'em up, 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 up.
I did not know the backstory to that.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
They took a little bit of a break, but bands that love each other like that, they always get back together. In 1996, Alanis Morissette became the youngest artist, this is on this day, to win a Grammy for the Album of the Year with Jagged Little Pill. Now, Hartzell, she held that record until 2010 when a 20-year-old singer took that from her. Who do you think that 20-year-old singer could be?
Is it a friend of yours? Is it the girl you love so much? Is it your idol? Taylor Swift.
She took Alanis Morissette's Sunshine. She stole her sunshine.
Oh, you stop it. Okay. Taylor Swift followed Alanis Morissette. That's fine. It's fine.
Just the youngest artist to win Album of the Year. And in 1995, Billy Joe Armstrong and his wife welcomed their first child, Joey, who was named after Joey Ramone. That's on this day in music history.
There we go.
What do you have? It's not as happy as what I had.
I'm going to do my best to be a pro.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go facts only on this.
Okay.
Okay. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play an audio. I'm going to explain this real quick. Yesterday, a proposed anti-abortion bill approved by the Missouri House Wednesday would give the state one of the strictest abortion laws in the country. Passed 117-30, pretty much a party line vote. This is the part here that I think you might want to hear about. In addition, the ban would go to effect. Yeah, let's see. Oh, it would.
It
doesn't excuse race, doesn't excuse Down syndrome, doesn't exclude rape. A woman would not be allowed to have an abortion based on race, sex, or detection of Down syndrome, or an event of a rape.
Or rape.
So I'm just going to play this audio.
Whoa. Or rape?
Or incest as well, by the way. So I'm just going to... I'm going to...
Play it.
Play this audio, and I'm going to be the best pro that I can be.
Personally, for myself... I don't believe in abortions. I feel like everybody deserves a chance at life.
I just don't think that's something that should be decided by other people, whether it's the law or other people at all. That's a woman's decision.
The Missouri House approved a legislative anti-abortion package this week that would make it the toughest in the country. No abortion once a heartbeat is detected. There is also no exception for if a woman is raped. A woman would not be able to have an abortion based on the detection of Down syndrome, race, or the sex of the child.
Are you kidding me?
Do you want to... Oh, boy. Okay.
You kidding me?
I have one last thing I want you to play. I need you to hear this. Mm. And I'm going to try to get you not to get fired up and angry, but I need people to hear this. Because just listen to the way this man said this.
Legislation is designed to tell a woman what she can do with her body. I think the legislation is designed to tell a woman what she can't do to another human being.
I mean, we're talking about that's apples and oranges.
I'm going to vomit.
Yeah. And by the way, in Missouri, the only place you can go to get an abortion is located in St. Louis. So, yeah. What? Okay. And I don't want to mansplain any of this because let me first acknowledge my biases and my privilege. I'm a black male. A male is a privilege in this society. It's a perspective. Don't get me wrong. Now that I've got that out of the way, this is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why are we legislating? I believe what you want. I'm not a religious guy. And that's one of the things that I will never try to sway you on that. Because there's certain things I think that, you know what? We're not going to see eye to eye on this.
That's how I feel about religion as well.
Yeah.
You know, if you believe in it, that's great.
Right.
You have this thing that you believe in. I'm not going to tell you that you're stupid because of it or that it's not real. I'm glad that you have something to believe in. Right. I wish I did, but my history and my life and everything that's happened to me made it so that I don't.
Not a thing for us.
But that doesn't mean that I'm going to shame you for it. But telling people what they can do with their bodies, especially.
It's a power thing.
Of course it's a power thing.
It's a hierarchical male power move that's been going on since the beginning of goddamn time.
If someone is raped, that is so traumatic.
Mm-hmm.
And then for them to that ruins somebody's life. I mean, it already does until they can get the help and like it really does a psychological issue on someone. But then to
And listen, I know religious people who have.
Is this a religious thing?
It's a power thing. It's just a bunch of old white dudes. Old white dudes that want to tell you how to live your life as they are aging out of the population.
What if you can't take care of the baby?
Let me finish that thought real quick. It baffles me because, you know, let me not cast stones at people I don't know. But there's a segment of people who will champion all this stuff. Oh my God, it's a baby. It's a pro. Okay. But when the kid's born, y'all don't give an F about it no more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as y'all. Okay. Case in point, there are folks who wanted to get rid of pre-existing conditions in the healthcare law. According to this, that is going to pass, by the way. Like, Missouri is red state. So it passed the House. It's going to pass the Senate. And Governor Parsons has already said he's going to vote for it. So this is going to be a thing. So they're saying that there is no exception in the event of, say, Down syndrome. That's a pre-existing condition.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that guy at the end, man, what a prick. Wow. Am I missing something?
Because
I'm talking a lot, but I'm not a woman. So and let me hear from you. Because I don't want to come across like I'm mansplaining.
I don't think people should tell other people what to do with their bodies.
It's that simple, right?
It really is. How are we going so backwards with things? What happened? I know what we think happened, but what happened? There's so much involved in that. And again, yeah, you don't know what it's like unless you've been through it, you know?
And what's the pro to this?
A bunch of babies that get the chance to live? But what if they were... What if they were to have just horrible lives? That's more unfair to me, I think, personally. And I know that this is one of those situations where people, you're on one side or you're on the other.
At the end of the day, it's a woman's... It's a woman's right to choose. I mean, this is black and white.
If we have to go through all of that stuff every month for everything, like, how are other people telling us what to do?
I mean, it's outrageous. It doesn't make any sense to me. Like, I
don't even know how to hit the button to play a song right now.
Let me go to the text line real quick.
Okay.
Let's see here. Nurse Jen here. I don't understand why legislators make decisions about abortions a lot of times based on religious belief. What about separation of church and state?
Mm-hmm.
Preach, girl. Mm-hmm. Preach. Let's see. Reproductive coercion is utilized by abusers to keep survivors in domestic violence relationships longer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's not true.
Mm-hmm. To make somebody that's been abused, oh my God. That's so unfair to everybody in this situation.
Describe that meme you just talked to me about off air. Please describe that meme.
It was a picture of a bunch of dogs sitting around a desk, and it said, "All right, now let's talk about the rules for feline health and feline healthcare." That's the meme that's going around. Picture a bunch of dogs just sitting there and making all the rules for how cats.
And maybe I don't know. Like, I don't think it's a kid. And I'd be that guy. Like, I don't think it's a kid till it comes out. Like, and by the way, there's like no doctor is going to, you know, suggest you get an abortion like 2 weeks. But that's the thing about people when they talk about late term abortion. Like, most of the time when that happens, it's because of medical reasons. And nobody ever wants to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Like Trump's State of the Union, when like that was the applause line. And it was so uncomfortable and like kind of gross. Like the people who have to do that usually it's because of medical reasons and because of stuff like this. Because in Missouri we only have one location in St. Louis to provide coverage like that. I mean, think of all the unsafe and the type of abortions that you got to go to that guy around the corner in that shady spot. And that's what, you know, that was before Roe v. Wade. That was custom. Like, that's what you did.
There is somebody texted in, babies growing up and knowing they weren't wanted are most likely to be abused, which will also overcrowd the foster care system. Think about that. You know, I have friends that didn't know that they were adopted until later in life. And that, even though the parent is still around, really has done a number, not all of them, but a good amount of them, has done so much psychological damage to them that it's so sad. You wish that you could just hug them and make them better. And this is, to me, like...
And by an abortion's not an easy button. Like, you're not hitting, like, the easy button. Like I said earlier, I have religious friends who have had to have gotten an abortion. I know, like, people in churches, like, higher up who've had to do that, and you battle with it. Like, mm-hmm. It's not something that overnight you say, happy you got that taken care of. No. Like, this is stuff they battle with every single day.
I remember when I was really, 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 really poor in Seattle, and you go to, you know, the back pages of Craigslist and the ones with the free medical studies, right? And, of course, you know, there's donating sperm, and then there's donating eggs, and there's a huge... It's a lot of money, usually. $3,000, which is a lot of money to a struggling person.
Yeah.
And I remember one time thinking, I should do this. I would love that $3,000. But then it started to sink into my brain that somewhere in the world, I would have a baby. At least that was somewhat part of me. And I wouldn't know anything about them. And again, like somebody texted, why are we governing morality? This is going to be one of those situations where you believe one thing or you believe the other.
Yeah, the minute this passes, then I want a companion bill that requires every dude in the world to get a vasectomy. Then that's what that's my bill. I'll introduce that next week.
The Hartzell bill?
Sure is.
All right,
snip it off. Men are trash.
I mean, not all of them.
Men are trash.
Not all of them.
Men are trash.
No.
Case in point.
No.
Look at this stuff.
But look at you. Look at you. You're...
I mean, I've had to rise above my species.
Right. So not all men are trash. Mm-hmm. And women are very thankful for men like you that support us to do things that that are hard decisions. Exactly like you just said. Hard. Oh, my God. You're right. It's not the easy button. You don't just... You know, I've never been in that situation, but I've had many friends that have, and psychologically damaged them so much to the point where I've had friends that didn't want children. That happened. They had to have an abortion, and now they want children.
You know what's what's really great about situations like that is that if you go to places like Planned Parenthood or things like that, they can help you, and they can help you step by step of alternatives of, you know, they, honestly, just maybe just a shoulder to talk to. And again, your options. Well, that's awesome until you got a bunch of folks who want to defund Planned Parenthood.
Right.
Because they're defunding that stuff. They're defunding the things that a lot of people here on the text line that are saying it's not abortion, it's murder. Well, you know what? The stuff that I'm not going to assume anything out of your friend, but the same folks who want to get rid of this stuff are also the same ones who want to defund Planned Parenthood, who are helping women's health. And, you know, why are tampons not covered by health insurance? What are we doing?
We need tampons around here, especially when you get your nosebleed.
Oh, man, I'm getting one right now. I'm getting one right now.
He looks slightly like Barack Obama, and she's the spitting image of Fred Armisen. No, seriously, Google it. It's Hartzell and Jordan on Jordan Silver in France.
So we get paid the big bucks.
What bucks? I ain't signed a damn thing, Jordan.
We get paid the
marginal bucks.
Marginal bucks.
Mm-hmm.
To talk about things and then compartmentalize them, mm-hmm. and bring them back later if they need to. And we have actually had a couple great texts.
Oh my God, some amazing texts. Thank you, Buzz fam. I love when y'all come out of the woodwork. Absolutely.
We even got hit up by someone that works at Planned Parenthood. So we may have them on Monday.
Can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
Cannot wait.
Talk about this a little bit more.
Yeah.
So let's compartmentalize that.
I can do that. Let's do it.
I know. It's so hard. It's so hard. It's so hard. But I found this on BuzzFeed, and I want to laugh now.
It's time.
I'm sure everyone driving around wants to laugh now.
Let's laugh a little bit.
Let's make them laugh. I saw this on BuzzFeed as the 21 signs that have no business being this funny, but they're hilarious. So first one is a Dairy Queen sign. Right?
Just, mm-hmm.
you see every time you drive by one, and it says, Abby, you need to show up for work.
Yes, they're calling her out in the signs.
Poor Abby.
Abby, set that alarm, girl. Let's go. Wake up.
So the next sign is one of those, it's like a warehouse, and it has that sign that says, this work center has been accident-free since, normally,
uh-huh.
There's numbers down there, X amount of days, but this sign says, this work center has been accident-free since Joe left. So, Joe. Damn.
That's really funny. We could use that here in the studio.
True.
There would never be a day on that thing.
No, right, exactly.
Just constantly restarting.
Yes. When we are always doing something. Okay, another one. This is obviously in a train track.
Okay.
Area.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell that we don't train?
I know. That's why I was thinking, what are they?
Tracks.
Train tracks.
Yeah.
There's some trains around here. Stay off the tracks. They're only for trains. If you can read this, you're not a train. Okay.
I love wit.
Yes.
Subtle shade is my favorite.
Oh my God. In 2009, this is a new year. This is right above a highway. One of those blinky signs. New year, new you. Use your blinker.
That should be just eternally on every sign ever. Use them blink. You got them. Might as well use them.
Yeah, for really. For real. For really.
For really.
Sorry.
Like, for really? Use the damn blinkers, y'all. Jordan can't stress that enough.
For really. Oh, can you please? God, I don't understand why you don't do that.
Because you drive a little tiny Mini Cooper. You need to see them signs.
I don't know how many times I would be driving in another city and there'd be a $250,000 Bentley in front of me taking a right with no turn signal.
What are you doing, Bentley?
Right. It's like, oh my God, that car is so expensive. I didn't know that something like that didn't come.
Honestly, in that situation, blinkers. If you got a 250K Bentley, hit me. Hit me.
I know.
Hit me. I volunteer as tribute. Let me have it.
Here's a sign that somebody put in their front yard for a yard sale. It says, our crap could be your crap this way. So, have you ever bought anything from a yard sale?
Oh, I love, estate sales. Man, mm-hmm. when old Hank just kicks the bucket, oh man, I go rummage through his house.
Those are my favorite.
Hank has got some suits that I like. Hank loves corduroy.
Wait a minute. Are you taking every single older person that has passed and turned them into this one fictional person?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Yes, I am. Yes,
okay.
I am.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just checking with that. Dude, I found some great stuff at an estate sale, at many estate sales, because back in Seattle when I lost my job, because the economy in 2007, I was only given X amount of money to live off of, and Seattle's so expensive. Mm-hmm. So I had to supplement my income. And I would go to estate sales and buy things and then resell them.
We need to go around here. The Johnson County estate sales, y'all are the elite. Thank you for letting me buy all your vases. I found a Lion King vase. Ooh, I felt like everything light touches was my kingdom. Every estate sale the light touches is my kingdom.
I went to one, there was this really creepy dog doll. It had to be from the 1800s, okay? And it was upstairs in the attic area. Right?
Okay.
It was just sitting up there. And then my cousin and I went through a couple of the other rooms. And I was like, that's really cute. I want that. It's $5. It looks a little cursed. You know, it looks like it's from the other side or something. Like somebody, like a little girl died while they were holding it and they haunt the house. Right.
Yeah, naturally. Yeah.
So it's a bright yellow dog doll and it's in this attic. And then so this is one of those places where we went down one more flight and that's where the bedrooms were and we looked through all that stuff and then we went down to the first floor. I was like, I'm not going to get that. When we get down to the first floor, that thing is standing right there on top of something looking at me.
It's guilt tripping you into buy the house pretty much as it's looking right in your eyes.
It was following me. It was following me. Later I found out somebody took it from upstairs, thought that they were going to buy it, walked around with it for a little bit and brought it downstairs. But do you know how creepy it is? An 1800s doll.
Mm-mm. Hard pass.
Just
for
was
me.
Upstairs. And then I bought it, by the way. I did buy it.
You bought Hank's gnome?
I bought Hank's gnome. And no wonder I don't have any good luck.
She's the biggest Taylor Swift fan in the world. And she does an alternative morning show. How is this going to work? It's Jordan Silver and Friends in the Morning.
It's not fulfilling. That's the problem. It's not fulfilling. I was like 2 minutes late to work today because I just sat there and was like, are you going to come out?
I'm waiting.
Are you going to come out?
I would hope so. I mean, the amount of rappers you have around the studio, all the protein, you might be proteined out.
Protein and fiber.
Ooh,
fiber was the big one.
My girl is regulated.
I saw a nutritionist and she told me I needed way more fiber.
Okay.
And protein. And basically took away everything fun to eat. Everything fun. I mean, we're talking I need to eat quinoa and farro.
Oh.
Right.
No, you know what? Here's what I say. I say F all that noise. You eat what you want to eat. You look great.
Nah.
You feel good.
No, I went in because you know, our schedules are so different now with waking up so early in the morning. I needed to know when I should eat, when I shouldn't eat, what can I eat if I need to take a nap a little bit after. And so she did her job. She did what she was supposed to do and took all the fun away. But that's because, you know, that was my bad, not her bad. And she was so good looking.
I was going to say, that's what I want to talk about. Forget the nutrition. I'm sure you're fine. I am sure she's fine.
I just found her on Facebook.
Speaking of fine.
I can't add her, can I?
You haven't added her yet?
No, she's my nutritionist. She told me that I needed more fiber.
That's your intro. That's your in.
Hi. Remember the girl on Tuesday that you told needed to poop more?
Hey, how's it going?
What do these two have in common? Well, they both like women.
Holy, there's a lot of news.
And now the news.
Weezer is not done with making albums. The Black album comes out tomorrow. They put the Teal album out just a couple weeks ago. And according to Rivers, they've already got a lot of songs down for two other albums.
Rivers is in a mood, y'all.
He cannot be stopped.
And am I here for it? Am I down? I think I might be, actually.
They just recorded Strings for a song at Abbey Road Studio, so.
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay.
I'm in. Yep.
Okay. Chris Cornell's wife filed a lawsuit against his doctor for malpractice. That happened last year, but it's in court right now. That's why it's at the front of the news. The doctor's saying that he didn't overprescribe Chris Cornell, but in the last 20 months of Chris Cornell's life, he prescribed 940 doses of lorazepam and oxycodone, all without seeing Chris Cornell.
That sucks.
That's not a lot
great.
Of lorazepam.
I mean, also share next time.
No, bad boy.
I didn't say it.
You said it.
No.
I'll listen back on the podcast. You said it. Actually, you edit the podcast. You can edit it out. Damn it. All right. On this day in 2012, Patrick Stump posted a blog about his failed solo career and how the audience was making fun of him, which then leads to Pete Wentz getting a hold of him and then the whole band getting back together, them coming up with the album Save Rock and Roll and just killing it since then.
And by the way, a great record that was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's cool.
A great record that was.
A great record that I can't do Yoda. What am I doing? I can't do Yoda.
Oh, I thought you were doing Downton Abbey.
We meet in the middle.
That would be the speaking way they would.
I got to watch that show. I need to watch that show.
No, I told you, you can't watch that show. It's my favorite show.
I got to watch it with you.
No, you can't. The only way that you can watch Downton Abbey now is if you get mono and you just have to lay in bed and you can't do anything. It's so slow, but it's so good, but it's so slow.
Well, let me start kissing on some folks, and I'll get mono.
Okay.
We'll knock that out.
I've had mono, have you?
Yeah, I have. I lost like 15 pounds. Ugh. Awful.
Anybody with mono want to kiss me before the ball on Saturday?
I don't have any PTO, so if you guys want to come lock some lips, come let me know.
What is going on in national news, Mr. Hartzell?
I got to feel good this time because I feel like we've been coming a little heavy.
No, see, this is
a little heavy.
It was just so bad.
Just look outside, Jordan.
Yeah.
The world is on fire.
Right.
World's on fire. So I got a nice one for you. Remember, so when George H.W. Bush, Bush 41, when he passed, do you remember the videos of his service dog? I know, like those shots are always so adorable and also like heartbreaking. And say what you want about the man, but the dog who is still with us, his name is Sully H.W. Bush. Mm-hmm. And Sully has been, Sully got a brand new job.
So, doing what?
So
Burger
Sully,
King.
Hi, may I help you?
Casino.
Oh, can you imagine Pit
a
Boss,
dog at a casino?
Pit Boss Sully.
Mm.
We've seen the picture of the dogs.
Do you think that he is a groupie? No, he's part of the people that put up the stages for Muse's show.
He's a roadie.
He's a roadie.
Yes, yeah, Sully the roadie.
Or a doctor? He could be a doctor.
Can you imagine Sully the roadie outside of, like, I don't know, Providence Medical Center Amphitheater, just house and cigs in the back?
Yep, talking about the good old days.
So Sully Bush is now got a brand new job at Walter Reed Military Medical Center. And what's, I think, kind of funny, also like kind of cool, is that service dogs, they have an oath of office. So they have an oath of enlistment.
Okay.
And this is Sully's personalized oath of enlistment.
Oh,
it says,
I'm so excited.
It says, okay. Woof, woof. That's actually in it, which is hilarious. It says, do you affirm or pant as a hospital corpsman in the United States Navy that you will support, comfort, and cure warriors and their families, active duty and retired? Yeah, I love that it says, do you affirm or pant?
Right.
Because my dogs don't know tricks, so I'm like, Marty, breathe.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Come get a treat.
I tried to teach my cat how to sit, so I'll just hold a treat up there until he gets bored and he actually does sit, and I'll think that finally, the 50th or 60th time, he sat.
Small victories. I keep trying to tell y'all that.
Mm-hmm.
Small victories. What you got, Jordan?
Big news story about Walmart.
Oh, Walmart. Yeah, I saw this one.
They confirmed that their greeters will soon be replaced by people known as customer hosts. Oh, the difference is the greeters, and many of them were disabled. Well, the greeters, many of them were disabled, so the new customer host jobs involve doing stuff physically demanding, and
I mean, I get it, but nah, that's too bad. Because I mean, the way we are, and I'm not, again, let's not do a deep dive, but a lot of those jobs are for older folks who, you know, disabilities, like you said, just trying to make a couple extra bucks to pay the bills, and, mm-hmm. you know, I hate the, you know, a lot of people kind of have that stigma towards mm-hmm. the Walmart greeters and who are just trying to do their job, mm-hmm. and usually pretty sweet people, so yeah. that's a bummer.
There's nothing nicer than going to Walmart to pick up something very embarrassing, and then getting a nice warm welcome when you walk in. It's like, all right, cool. Yeah. I'm excited to go pick up this monostat.
That's too bad. When's that gonna, is that starting? Is it getting phased in now?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, that sucks. Okay, well, damn.
Awkward transitions with Jordan Silver.
No, it's your story now.
It's a tough one to walk into. KCI. New KCI. If you remember, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. They passed and everything seems to be on board. We don't usually do audio in the 9, but I feel like this is pretty important. So let's play some clips. You got your brand new KCI en route.
The proposed plans for the airport include more gates, more shops, and a parking garage directly across the street from the terminal. Today, KCI officials say more than 95% of current operators at the airport have signed off on the new deal.
There you go.
My friends, because I've come from places that have much, 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 much bigger airports.
Yeah.
So when they come here from that place, they're like, all right, I need to leave 2 hours early. This is going to be ridiculous. And I was like, no way. You should see the KCI airport.
You say that, though.
MCI airport. MCI airport. I can drive you to the curb, open up the door, and you're already at your gate.
That's what I'm talking about. I have literally strolled in 20 minutes.
You.
20
I hate
minutes
you.
Before my flight.
I hate you.
And walked right on.
I hate
on.
You.
And I was a guy who, like, I was a big proponent, still am, of new KCI because, you know, Kansas City's on the rise. But, man, that was, KCI is so convenient.
You are the jerk that they hold the plane for.
Oh, what?
You're the
absolutely.
Jerk. You're
absolutely.
The jerk that they say that it's a full booked flight.
Yes.
And then me, and because I usually take the aisle seat, uh-huh. and the window person notice that there's nobody between us, and everybody stopped trickling in, and we're like, are we lucky enough? Mm-hmm. Are we going to, like, raise these armrests mm-hmm. and actually have this to ourselves?
You sure will not.
Nope, because then your ass comes coming in.
Because here I am.
With your 85 bags.
I got, like, 3. Leave me alone. I packed pretty well. Yeah.
All
so
right.
Within, just real quick to finish that, new ground could be broken as early as the next 30 days. So we're getting this thing going.
Frozen ground is going to be broken.
I think I let it thaw out for a little bit.
Ugh. All right. In odd news, our final story. You know that you're not supposed to park next to a fire hydrant.
Right.
Everybody knows that. Babies know that. That's like the first thing when you're born is Titanic is playing in the background and they're like, don't park in front of a fire hydrant.
You're a clown.
Well, it's the truth.
It's true.
I guess maybe your birth wasn't as like mine, but
clearly
Titanic was obviously playing.
Clearly not.
So it's in case of an emergency. It's in case of the fire department needing to use the fire hydrant to put out a fire.
Right.
So then maybe that's the only parking spot on the street. And you're like, I'm just going to run in for a little bit. It'll be fine. There's not going to be an emergency. Well, somebody in Anaheim, California learned this the hard way when they pulled up. And there actually was an emergency.
See?
Their car was blocking access to the fire hydrant. And the firemen did not go under the car to hook up the hose to the fire hydrant. They did not go over the car to hook the hose up to the fire hydrant. They went right through the damn window.
That's what I'm talking about.
Jordan Silver and Friends. Friends. On 96.5 The Buzz.
Taking Back Sunday.
That was not that band, but...
No, that was cake. Come on, man. Come on.
Didn't want to confuse the folks. Or, you know what? I didn't want to get that text. Are all those texts from the text line.
You're right.
You knew that would be coming.
Right. All right. So whatever. Taking Back Sunday.
You excited?
Am I excited? They're one of my favorite bands of all time.
This is news to me. I didn't know. We haven't really got into our favorite bands and stuff like that. Taking Back Sunday is up there for you, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. When I heard Taking Back Sunday and Dashboard Confessional when I was in my early 20s, that was just the music that and
is
spoke.
It, is it just me, or is I feel like every time you talk about Taking Back Sunday, this is everybody, not just you, it always goes Taking Back Sunday and Dashboard Confessional.
There was something about just the honesty and real deepness and pain mm-hmm. in their lyrics.
Right.
And then how loudly they sung about that pain to yeah. make it better for everybody else. That's why. I mean, I was emo before there was a name for it. That was my
you,
time.
Oh, were you, Jordan?
Yeah. So that when I finally heard this kind of music, I was like, yes, this is it. This is like, I want my whole life to be revolved around this. And still, I love a good old emo song. People's definition of emo music all over
you
the
had
board.
Wasn't your band? Was your band emo?
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yep. Maybe one day I'll play some music.
Oh, you act like I don't already have them.
You know, I got a guitar this mm-hmm. past weekend, and I started playing some of my old songs, and I was actually pleasantly surprised. I was like, damn, I wish I wouldn't have broken my hand in that car accident like Marty McFly.
Oh, my God. Man, our Back to the Future drops this week have mm-hmm. just been incredible. Thank mm-hmm. you for that. We mm-hmm. made a Needles reference. I also was impressed by your performance when I found those audios. So, yeah, I got those in the back burner.
Oh, please don't play them right now. The 9 o'clock listeners don't want to hear my old bands, but...
Okay.
So, I remember a couple days ago we were talking about how you would never drive in an area in which there was no reception.
Oh, yeah, remember this? Hard pass, no.
So that in case the tire popped.
I gotta call somebody.
Right, because you won't do it yourself. Mm-mm-mm. So that means that you've never driven the country.
No, have I been driven through the country? Absolutely, but I ain't driving.
Oh, okay. Uh-uh. Pimps don't drive?
Pimps don't drive. It's hard out here for a pimp, y'all. Just trying to get that money for the rent. 3-6 Mafia. Oscar winners.
Wow. Wow. So when I moved from North Carolina to Seattle, I drove it myself in the summer of 2004. And this was so long ago that we didn't have GPS. I had a map, like a physical map. And I lost it when I paid a toll in Chicago because my window was stuck up because it was that crappy of a car. And so I opened the door to pay the toll and my map fell out. Then I go up to Minnesota and then go over to Spokane, Washington. And that whole entire area, absolutely 0% reception. Oh. And that's a 2-day drive.
No, that's my nightmare.
Everyone thought that I was dead. When I finally emerged in Spokane, Washington and had cell reception for the first time in 2 days, my voicemail was full.
How did you live? I mean, how did you even function?
Well, this was back in the day of CDs and stuff.
Oh.
And so I love the fact that the day that I left was also the day that this album came out. So I popped it in my CD player and I listened to it nonstop from North Carolina to Seattle. And it was in the middle of the summer that I left. So it's so interesting. When I hear this song, I can feel the dirt.
I love that so much. I love when you have that song, that track, and it's not even just a song anymore.
Right.
It's about like that. It's now that time in your life.
It can bring you back to make you feel like you were a kid, really excited about life, but didn't know what you wanted to do. Cause that's absolutely what I did when I moved to Seattle. I was like, there's a calling over there for me. Didn't know what it was. Ends up being radio.
Right.
Which is crazy. Never thought that that was going to be anything that I would ever do. But this was the music that accompanied me the whole time. And it's just, yes, when I hear this song, I get goosebumps every single time. And I've heard it a billion times.
Let's do it. Let's get some goosebumps together. Let's do it.
Okay, sounds good. And because they're playing the KC Block Party, our presale is actually going on right now. It started at 9 a.m. for this show in September, Taking Back Sunday. It's The Buzz.
Silver and Friends on The Buzz.
You look so good, show.
Thank you.
You are wearing a bride sash.
I've always wanted to wear one.
You look so good. Just popping that pink.
I do, man. I like, it feels good.
I thought you had a wife.
I do, but I've always wanted to wear one of these. I've always wanted to
wear
see
a
what
sash?
It felt like. Yeah, see what it felt
man,
like.
You wear it well. You wear it so well.
I might just start getting some.
It's upside down.
It is upside down.
That's all right, though, but you saw it.
That's right. You're right. The first thing I did was comment on how
you
beautiful you look.
You see that?
I didn't want to bring it up. But
yeah, you knew. You saw it. But you kept it. You knew what I was
kept it to myself.
Jordan just had
what? Come on.
Calling out my man.
No. I'm the friend that tells him, hey, I'm so sorry, but there's something in your teeth, right?
Did right? you see? Did you see Jordan?
I sure did.
Jordan got slickly hood.
I did.
She's a hands doctor.
She kind of
she leaned back and forward, kind of bouncing a little bit, Jay.
That's right. I'll tell you how it is.
Wow. I like that.
I just moved my hair back.
Jordan took it. She took it.
Just flipping it.
I'm going to tell you when you have something in your teeth.
Go ahead.
I'm about to get her one of them big church lady hats next.
I like that. I didn't know Jordan had that in her.
Oh, I know. I'm from Maine, but
I did. Yeah.
Anyway, so sports show from 610 Sports. Man. What's going on?
I'm still reeling over. I know you guys talked about the downtown possibility of downtown stadium as that came out the other day. And this is something. This is one of those conversations on our side where we try to find different spins on it because it's talked about the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I had somebody. I'm still not recovering. I had somebody. Call and tell us the reason why I don't want a downtown stadium. And I've heard them all, man. Tailgating in Kansas City.
Yep.
You know, it's too much parking.
Yep.
They said, it's just too many one-way streets in downtown. And I don't want to have to deal with one-way streets trying to. And I just simply, I didn't know what to say.
Man, that's right? new. That's a new
one. And I'm like.
That's real new.
Well, what American city doesn't have one-way streets downtown? Yeah.
Plus, isn't it 2031 that they're going to put the stadium there?
You could turn
that into some
we
two-way
got time
streets.
To turn that one-way into two-way.
But, no, we don't even have to do that.
So you don't two-way?
I mean, I don't mind it, but it's not like it's not. It's Cincinnati, they have every. See, you've lived around the country. I've heard you. You've lived in Atlanta, L.A., Seattle. They got one-way streets downtown. It's
they're not as bad as the ones down here. I'm not saying that I was the person that called in. Was it a lady?
No, it was not.
Okay.
But did she have that swag to her, though? Because that might have been her.
No.
That newfound swag.
I'm sorry, man. If that's it. What, if that's the excuse.
What do you even do with that?
What are the three pros of having a downtown stadium?
Well, one, obviously, it brings so much income and money downtown in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And I think also it just makes it look bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Like the city is, like a lot of times, and I think it's warranted when you hear things like, I don't want a downtown stadium because of one-way streets. We have a real Des Moines mindset sometimes, like a smaller town mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this creates a thing of, bigger, and I think it's a way to get more people to want to come down to the area.
Sure.
Like right now, you got your
He just did the sign of the cross, everyone.
You got your two biggest assets, two of your biggest assets in the city, where you get a congregation of people throughout the year, and there's a damn Denny's, a Burger King that's not even by itself. It's connected to a gas station and a Subway.
Preach.
And a Drury Inn. That's it. When you have all around that, when you go to other cities that I'm sure you've been in, generally, we got a ballpark. We're going to put stuff around it because, hey, when you have 81 dates, people go, and then we'll go to the bar.
Of course.
We don't have that. Huh. Once again, we got a Denny's.
But that Denny's, though.
A Subway. I mean, there's only so many Dagwood specials that you can do.
I was about to ask what your favorite.
Dagwood special.
Okay.
Yeah, and they have strawberry jelly. That's where I go with on that. But I just like that's I just think you're wasting the possibility of your two biggest assets not generating revenue around it.
It's like, remember when we talked about the shirts, keep Kansas City Midwestern?
Mm-hmm.
It's like you said, it's that Des Moines feel, man. Like Kansas City is a hotbed right now. You gotta get that downtown feel. I mean, it's already started.
It's kind of crazy because, you know, I just in the past 6 months moved here, but I've heard some horror stories about downtown and now it's been cleaned up
a
lot.
This is everything that we heard, and I'm sure your listeners can remember this, everything we heard about, no, don't put Sprint Center down there.
Oh my God.
All the parking. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's going to get crowded. Listen, I'll be one to tell you, I don't think you should put Arrowhead down there. I don't think the Chiefs should move.
Really?
I think the Royals could move, and I think where they have Dance-a-Palooza over there, where they're building those hotels,
right.
That's a spot right there where you could, if there's a way you could connect almost the West Bottoms and to downtown with that stadium stuff around there, and then that's a little bit away from Sprint Center and all of that stuff, so it's still downtown, but it's still a way you could probably do something with parking. I just
But why no Chiefs? I mean, because all those plans, remember years ago they had the retractable
roof.
Chiefs,
so the Chiefs are bringing 80,000. And that is tough.
You're right.
Okay,
right.
That is tough. And to me, what I would do is I would blow up Arrowhead and build a brand new football stadium that can enclose because you've got to attract WrestleMania, these events. Beyonce, I had to go to St. Louis to go see Beyonce because she's not coming here because of that. You know, they've got a dome. Mm-hmm. Like, there are a lot of the Chiefs would get a Super Bowl.
Oh, absolutely.
The way they're connected with the NFL,
they'd
get a Super Bowl.
Remember, they said that
they would get an NCAA Final Fours. That's big money that this city doesn't see.
I have a question for you, show from 610 Sports. If you were given the option and they were both equally the same distance, would you prefer to see a Chiefs game or a Beyonce concert?
Ooh. 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 Is Kelly with her?
Keys? Check. Phone? Check. Wallet? Check. Jordan Silver and friends? Check.
Jordan, why are you not looking at Journey? She just got here.
Morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, you got a haircut.
Yeah, I did. What do you think?
Look at that.
Pretty good, huh?
Wow.
I got to keep it high and tight.
Yeah.
We were looking homeless. So.
That was my nickname in high school.
Not shocked by that at all.
God, y'all getting me today. Y'all are getting me pretty
good. That is just like the oldest joke in the book. Anytime someone says something ridiculous, tell people that that's their nickname in high school.
But
that was your nickname in high school.
It's you, though, and it just feels so on brand.
You know, the best part of that whole story is I was driving around with some friends, and I said that joke, and they're like, no, we went to high school with you. Nobody called you that.
No, I don't think
only
so.
Time that joke goes.
Yeah, you can't do that with people that actually like know you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Never works. Never works.
So you're going to look
Morning,
at her. Morning,
Jordan.
Look at her? Yeah, what's going on here? Since I sense a divide, I'm trying to get to the bottom of that.
Oh, I had a long day yesterday, and then my friend said that since we talked about pizza the day before, she wanted to get pizza, and I did the whole tux thing and blah 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 blah. Wasn't and so we decided to go to our favorite place with, in my opinion, the best pizza in Kansas City.
And you're welcome, by the way.
Yes, you introduced me.
Here
to
we go. Here
introducing
we go.
You to
Caddyshack,
some of my favorite people.
Here we go. Get into it, y'all. Get into it.
So we went and got some pizza, and we're sitting there talking, and all of a sudden, this shadow, two big shadows, just kind of leans over the table and goes, "Huh? Yeah, exactly
just
that."
Just like that. Because I can see all of this, by the way. I've been a part of Jeremy's shadows that come to your table. I can see all of this right now.
I'm looking at my phone, going, I don't remember getting that invite.
Did it get sent to your
party?
Your spam text folder, maybe?
This group of all of our friends,
right?
Hanging out at our favorite bar.
She's right.
Let me check my phone because I don't think. Oh, that's yesterday. I don't see anything.
I was just thinking, my boyfriend and I were gonna have a nice, easy date night at our favorite place. We were just gonna hang out, and it was good.
Mm-hmm. I thought date night was Thursday.
Day night is whatever night he's awake.
That's
okay,
so
honestly. Right. He works nights.
Oh, no,
so
hold on.
Whatever
don't
night
you,
I can get, I'll
don't
take.
Don't you deflect
but
this. Don't deflect this, Jordan.
Don't become my therapist, Hartzell.
I'm just saying, if it had been a different situation where maybe it was more than just my boyfriend and myself, I would have sent a text message to all of my friends that live close and been like, hey, let's have a Caddyshack night.
How do you know I wasn't on a date?
Because you were with two people that you are not dating or want to date.
Also because you.
True.
Oh!
Tomorrow morning on Jordan Silver and Friends.
We have Jeremy Danner coming in.
Danner time!
That's actually a thing now, thanks to you.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Danner time.
From Boulevard Brewing Company, and he is bringing in, are you ready for this? Ginger Lemon Radler.
Oh my God, JSA drunk.
Rye on the Ooh. Rye, and then a beer's name that we haven't announced yet, so don't say the name, but it has something to do with a sport.
Hush, would you hush?
Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5 The Buzz.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.